What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson and Bo Morgan. Dylan, of course, behind the glass. We're going to go in the huddle momentarily. But this morning, driving in today, guys, I had something happen that I think everyone wishes would happen. It finally happened, I think, for the first time in my life. I was coming out of my neighborhood, which, Bo, you know my neighborhood. When you come out, it's a little bit busy of a street.
It's very busy because there's hills involved. Like turning, and if you're turning left or right, you're basically, if you're turning left, you're going over 3 to 4 lanes.
Exactly. So there was one of those people, you know, who was super important, way more important than me.
Oh, yeah.
Zoomed on by. And I, you know, just waited for them to go. And I got behind them. And sure enough, 50 feet ahead. Whoop, whoop.
Yes. Oh, my God. That's so good. So good.
I have not, like, you're always like, when is the policeman going to be here to catch this? And this morning it happened immediately.
Man. I wish I'd have had your cop Monday. Cop that was there, because Monday I was going to get mail because I've been told I need to stop slowing off of pork chop before it becomes a bad habit. And This Mercedes, you know how lanes will merge?
Uh-huh.
And this Mercedes drag raced me, like, when there was no reason to. I had the position, and he drag raced me. And then I got an angry, so I laid on my horn for about 45 seconds. And
very long time.
So that then now it's a two-lane with a turn lane in the middle, and that the Mercedes SUV literally pulled out in the turn lane, used it as a suicide lane, and passed two cars in front of them. And then guess what? When we got the red light moving forward, they were just two cars in front of me. I needed your police officer.
Yeah, you did.
Because you were pretty calm. I'm not. If I'd have been you this morning, I'd have been screaming.
The impressive part about Bo and I, you know, talk on the phone sometimes when, you know, they have long drives or whatever. I'll just bring him and see what he thinks about something about the show.
So cute.
Yeah, you like that? You know, besties for the resties.
let's not go overboard.
Yeah, I was trying to be friendly, but it's all good. No, man, it's just funny how quickly Bo can go from a thought that's through his head to road rage without even, like, it sounds like he's still in the same sentence.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, man, that's a really good, oh my God, get out of my freaking way, a good idea. I'm like, how did you do that? Like, how did you just straight up, like, you just went from one track to the other, man? So it's impressive.
There is something about being inside your own vehicle. Everyone outside of your vehicle is just an idiot. Why is that?
Because being in your car is like being in the airport. Okay? People lose their mind. Mm-hmm. They don't think rationally, and they're only concerned about one thing, getting to their gate, and their gate and the road is their destination. What exactly did that car do this morning? Did I miss that? Like you said, they were in a hurry, but did they go through another lane or they go around you this morning?
Yeah, I was just waiting to come out of my neighborhood, but it was just one of those that sped right by, going way, 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 way too fast.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I should have had time to turn out based on where they were coming from.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And no. So I was like, you know what? You have it. You go right ahead. And I'm so glad I let them.
So doesn't that drive you nuts? Your neighborhood, I thought about it. Like, I was like, I wonder, and I apologize for this, but I go, I wonder if Allie and Grant put into their thought process of one of the things that was like a con or a pro for buying this house was the neighborhood entrance.
Oh, yeah.
Because you don't have a turn lane to get in, and then coming out, it's a little bit, it can be, depending on the time, it's like,
dicey.
Whoa, yeah. But then I was like, nah, their house is pretty tight. So they're probably like, yeah, we'll deal with it. The house is great.
It's only at 4 in the morning do I drive out that way.
Yeah.
There's a back way out.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Maybe I should have told you that when you were driving.
I didn't know that. It was two ways in. I just thought there was one way in, one way out. I would have known.
Maybe I should have let you know to make your driving a little bit easier.
No. It was fine. It was fine. But I can see how that would be a moment of like, disdain for you.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was very nice to see that police officer there. Thank you for your service this morning, sir. So Final Friday is coming next Friday, August 1st. It's the Final Friday of 2025 where no football will be played. So to celebrate, Dukes and Bell are having a party at Margaritaville at Lake Lanier Island. And we want you to be part of it. So listen to Dukes and Bell all this week for a chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to Margaritaville at Lanier Island Water Park. And then join us August 1st as we celebrate the end of summer and the start of football with Final Friday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So Trey Hendrickson is planning to report to Bengals camp today, ending his holdout, yet still no closer to getting a new deal done. But it does stop the $50,000 a day fine.
It's just, this is just another chapter, isn't it? And this just feels like he's the first one to blink, but I think that everybody that's heard him speak and heard him do interviews understands that he was always going to be the first one to kind of reach across the aisle on this. And he wants to be with his teammates, and he wants to have a good football season. And I don't blame him. I'll be curious to see how much activity he's actually doing during training camp. I could see this turning into a hold-in situation. I don't know that he spoke on that. But, yeah, I mean, he's not getting fined anymore. That's fine. But with the money that he's looking forward to getting, hopefully, $50,000 a day doesn't sound that bad. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens. But, you know, I don't see any resolution coming anytime soon to this.
I viewed it strictly as he just went from being a holdout to a hold in. That's the way I viewed it, just because I don't know how that's not what it is. I don't think he's gonna. I'd be shocked if he said, "Oh, I'm practicing now." He said he's not gonna play. So is anything changed on that front? I think he's accrued. I saw the number. It was like a ridiculous amount of fines, like not $1 million, but up there, right?
Mm-hmm.
It just went from being a holdout to a hold in, and he'll wait now to get. He hopes that's going to jumpstart it too, which maybe it will.
Hopefully, they come to a conclusion soon. So, Colts left tackle Bernard Raimann got a 4-year, $100 million contract extension.
Pay that man his money. this is such an interesting story for anybody that's not familiar. He's from Austria. He went to like what would be Austria's like kind of IMG. Starts playing football at age 14. Actually becomes an exchange student and lives with somebody up in Michigan that used to play for Central Michigan, and kind of goes that route. Ends up there. He was a third, fourth round pick, I think, and then all of a sudden he's thrust into the starting role, and a couple years later he's making $25 million a year. It's just, it's a really, really cool deal. He's really, really talented, a lot of upside, and he's somebody that the Falcons will see coming up in Munich, Germany. So it's interesting. We'll see him in just a few weeks.
I mean, you play players on the edge in this league. You pay them, and we get too caught up in, can you give him that money? He's not this, he's not that. No, he's a solid player that goes out there and does his job, and that's what you want in those positions. So you pay them, and you pay them as quick as you can so you don't have to overpay them.
Well, and Browns co-owner Jimmy Haslam dismissed the idea that he's taking a look at Arch Manning for 2026.
You get paid by how many hits you get, okay? And I think if you know the Manning family, I would bet that, and I don't know Arch at all, okay? I bet he stays in college 2 years, so that's, I don't even think that's worth discussing.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Interesting. I completely understand what he's talking about. He had a lot to say yesterday about the quarterback position, which was very interesting. He was talking about how, you know, Shedeur Sanders wasn't really his pick. You know, that he was like, you know, that's something for Brant and those guys. I don't know.
Saying something like that?
The benefit.
I don't think he thinks like that, Jimmy Haslam. I don't think he thinks ahead like that.
Well, I do actually. I think that's a great question, Allie. I think the benefit of him saying that is to go against this thought process that their pick was Dylan Gabriel, which was Andrew Berry, and then that he came down and said, no, you go get Shedeur Sanders, brings eyes to our team, brings attention. Like, because why else would you pick two quarterbacks that close together late in a draft? It just doesn't make a lot of sense when you think about it, but I think he wanted to take attention away from that he was the reason they did that, which he might have been still.
Well, how would you feel, though, if your boss came out and was like, wasn't my choice?
That's what I was pointing to, you know, with Jimmy Haslam. I don't think Jimmy Haslam even bats an eyelash at throwing people under the bus. I mean, yeah. It's just kind of we've talked a lot about the Bengals' dysfunctionality, and I know there's been a lot out there about the Cowboys, but, you know, I think we can all kind of accept the fact that the Browns are kind of right there with them in terms of just dysfunctionality over the years. And Jimmy Haslam's been at the center of that for a while now. And all these things are intriguing, man. When it's almost like you just want to be like, you know what, man, we just figured we'd have a few more people in the room competing, and it is what it is. But, nah, man, it had nothing to do with that. That's all him. I know I own the team and write the checks, but, nah, I'm good on that.
Our owner's not in this category. Arthur Blank's not in this category, but most owners, the PR guys have to just cringe when they know it's their day to speak, because you can't control them. They say whatever they want, and they'll throw people under the – again, not all, but some of them will throw people under the – but, I mean, Jerry Jones, I mean, it's a soundbite every time he talks. It's just like, stop talking.
And Steven's becoming the same way. I've been listening to a lot of Steven Jones. Well, he's right there on the coattails.
Yeah, it's like, dude. It's unfortunate a little bit for him because he's going to be the next guy, but I mean that's his mentor.
I know. Well, what do you know? It's like Caden Ellis, man. I just learned from my dad. It's like, okay.
Well, coming up, Brandon Adams joined Andy and Randy yesterday. He talked about what he believes Georgia's offense is going to look like this year. We're going to get into that, and it is Which One Wednesday. Which Braves pitcher will have a bigger impact on the Braves this season once they get back off the IL? Schwellenbach or Sale? Think about that. It's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.